Hi, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world.
Slack City Radio.
Let's go. 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 Go.
On the prairie. Who's this then? Right, kind of reminds me of someone, right? I'm not really sure who. It reminds me of the Cravats, to be perfectly honest, and which is probably a hideous insult. And No Teeth from Newcastle have probably never heard of the Cravats, so it's just completely by accident.
And they've got a brass instrument.
It's been great, that is. That's a track called Stealing for My Own Gain from a brand new LP called Decadence in Breeding, which comes out in June. And marvellous. I mean, there's great tracks on it, so we'll be playing more from that. Yes, definitely. Anyway, how you doing? Hope you're all right. Jolly good, yes.
Said that he might be okay.
a random exercise in impermanence with The Collector, in brackets, and that's Prince Daddy, Prince Daddy and the Hyena. Sorry, I was looking out the window, which isn't a very good idea, so I should stay focused. Stay focused, anyway. Anyway, Mrs. Shen's just turned up, and she's been had an open house selling her ceramics. Did very well, really. So let's all become ceramicists. Woohoo!
Sometimes we won, sometimes we didn't. Sometimes we won and still lost. But we always lost what we won. Unfinished, our land is unwritten, words composed but never arranged. A region liberated but its people estranged. Started with wars for our gods, now our gods are drugs. We sacrifice each other for their blessing. It's never too late to change. You can always rewrite your name. You just can't rewrite the pain.
Brilliantly weird. Yeah, that's great. Cime, C-I-M-E, from California. And that was a track called God, the FSLN, and the Despots, and in brackets, the age-old story. From an LP called The Independence of Central America Remains an Unfinished Experiment. And it's on Syzygy Records, which is basically it's one bloke, Monty Syme. Sorry, you probably don't pronounce it like that, sorry. It's all sort of weirdy stuff, and it's been great, actually. So I'm going to dig through his stuff over the next couple of weeks and play something else, no doubt. Yes. That's what we do. Anyway, it's sunny yet, which is great, and I've just had a Henry Weston cider. So I'm feeling joyous of the world and bountiful in friendship to the nation. I really hope you get, you know, at least half as much pleasure listening to these tracks as I do hearing them again. Right, that's another one from TV Death from Newcastle. They were blooming great. And that's another track called, what's the track called? Scarecrow, off their latest opus, The God, The One and The Devil. Absolutely brilliant. I'm going to see them live. I'm sure they'll play in Brighton and then I'll make some excuse and not go. But yeah, that's the sort of old person I am now. But shorts, right? Wearing shorts. Years ago, I always thought you should only wear shorts if you're, you know, running away from your house being on fire or you're taking part in a marathon. But the last couple of years, as soon as the weather's nice, shorts. And it's great. You just wear shorts all summer. And it's just brilliant. So, but yeah, they're just ordinary shorts, black shorts. They're not, they haven't got loads of things on them, or they're not down past your knee or anything. Just shorts. I don't understand all this thing with, you know, and socks and sandals. Nah. Shorts and big boots. Blundstones, in fact. That's my theory.
Exalted, and not straight on town. Shrunken in the middle.
Yeah, we haven't played Poundland for about 10 minutes. So there's another track by them. It's called Pistol Shrimp. And it's from their Mugged LP. They seem to release an LP every, like, 3 weeks, which is rather amazing. Prolific, I believe, is the word that fits that. And strangely, you look up Pistol Shrimp, thinking, that's quite a good name, right? And, there's a band in Adelaide called Pistol Shrimp. Pistol Shrimp is an LP by the Flying Carnet. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups there. It's crap, isn't it? Pistol Shrimp is an LP by the Flying Carnage from Tunbridge Wells. And so there you go, Poundland. You're original art. Well, you are quite, actually. Well, your music is, it's great. And they're doing some gigs. We've dragged up and loads of stuff. Supporting Christina Aguilera in Brazil and things like that. So go and see them.
Once upon a time, I conquered outer space, leaving Earth behind for quite a different place. Through the stratosphere, I rocketed, and soon I did the cha-cha on the moon. I knew how to get there, but to my surprise, everyone I met there had 10 little eyes. Waggling their ears, they spent the afternoon watching me cha-cha on the moon. Very soon, it was a sight to see on the moon. They did their dance with glee. Then the tune just ended suddenly. I fell down, down, down. Maybe this has got a morrow with a bite. Never eat a lobster supper late at night.
Never do the cha-cha on the moon, says Pat Reader. So, take a note from her. Don't do it, kids. Right. What do you mean you conquered outer space? It's a bit of a statement, isn't it? Blooming it. There's millions of planets and you conquered them all, Pat. Well, yeah, well done. Anyway, a yacht just went, as you know, I look out my window and there's a sea. So I'm just looking at the sea. And a yacht just went past, right, sailing. It's quite fast, actually. And the weird thing is whenever you see a yacht go past, and I look at it through my binoculars because I'm a bit of a weirdo, you think, it's full of drugs, right? It must be full of drugs. Or it's got a big rope attached to it, and under the water, about 8 foot down, is a big pile of drugs, all wrapped up in bales, right? So they can cut it if the customs and excise turn up. And you think, yeah, it's sort of cynical view, really, because it's probably just a couple having a nice sail in on the sea and then going back to the marina. But don't believe it for a minute.
We'll be right back.
The one and only Nick Nicely, who BBC Six Factor magazine said was the greatest pop star that never was. I don't know where Nick Nicely's from, actually. I just had a quick, you know, skirt around the old internet, but I couldn't find out. But then I didn't try that hard, so... But there again, I never do. That's sort of... Yeah, I could write that on my tombstone, which hopefully is a long way away, but you never know. It was from a different time. I mean, you just wouldn't make that record these days, would you? The Barbarians with Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? Because it would all be about pronouns. And I've got a mate on Twitter, actually, whose pronoun is Fridge. Which is, yeah, fair enough. I mean, yeah, diversity. You can be what you want, right? So, or you get cancelled. So, you have to be what you want to be, or you get cancelled. I don't want to be cancelled, so I'm on ye Fridge. Good stuff. Lordy. Anyway, the Prongs, as you know, I like them, and I play them lots, right, on the radio. And they've got new stuff out. And it's very good, because it always is. And it's just different. And it's like music, but not music. It's talky music. Stuff, and oh, I don't know. Just listen to this.
Oh, shandy, pop-pickers. One half wit plus one half wit equals three half wits. Singing Angel Vice and Wandering Star. And one of the Prongs' greatest hits.
Thank you. We did things by halves. Our flag flew at half-mast. We did things by halves. The time was always half-past. We got things half-done. We got things half-started. We were half on the run, half-truant, half-hearted. We did things by halves. We never went the whole hog. We did things by halves. We never went the whole hog. Things weren't half bad. It was a roll of the half dice. Things would still have been cheap at twice the half price. We lingered too long. We were half in and half out. We lingered too long, half destroyed with half dealt. We sneered and we laughed at our expiry date. We sneered and we laughed, half looking forward to our fate. We lingered too long, writing caustic youth song. We lingered too long, half right, half wrong. We saw older emigrants who looked like a tribe. We roamed London, observing that tribe. Dinosaurs of decency, they stalked London's streets. But it was tricky to say. What they did was complete. Some half fell in love, and some wound up half married. Some drank half their wages and got stuck as they tarried. They could have been doctors if they'd used half their brains as they dug into ditches and constructed drains. This is your life, and it almost worked out. 1,000 men tasted tarmac in their sad London stout. But we did things by halves. We did things by halves. We sneered and we lied, running away from our overdue date, half looking forward to our inevitable fate. We did things by halves, half-hearted, half-decent. The interzone haunts, it is relatively recent. The interzone haunts, it is relatively recent. For we did things by halves, we did things by halves. We half did things by halves. We left things half started. We left things half done.
I mean, it's like nothing else, which is what we want on this programme. Did Things by Halves by The Prongs, which you can find on Bandcamp, blah, blah, blah. And they're all over the place now. Suddenly, they're just everywhere. They're supporting Christina Aguilera in Brazil. So go and see them if you're in Brazil. I probably will be. I'll probably get flown over there, which would be great. So thanks, lads. Who knows? But anyway, well, what's next? Oh, God, I'm lost now. Oh, yeah, this. Hazel!
Hello, lovely listeners. Yay, it's Ranton's mum here. And this is my tune of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and see you all next week.
Yay, with France, Lyon. In fact, Hazel, good choice. Glitch. Just glitch. With always from a like demo tape, and you can buy it on cassette, obviously, if you know where to go. So go and buy it and spread your wealth amongst the musicians of tomorrow. Over to Los Angeles and having a listen to Here Lies Man with a track called You Ain't Going Nowhere. Well, hopefully we all are going somewhere. You shouldn't be negative, you should look on the bright side that we're all going somewhere that's really great. I've got to stop saying anyway. That'll be written on me tombstone, wouldn't it? Flippin' heck, it's rubbish. Anyway, there's no more yachts. It's still light, which is really nice. Hooray for spring summer. That's what I say. It just makes you feel better for flippin' heck's sake. I hate the cold, it's rubbish. quick pop over to Sweden there to listen to Rotten Mind with Burn For You off their LP Rat City Dog Boy. That's got a good title for an LP, isn't it? And that came out flipping yonks ago, that did. Well, yeah, 5 years ago probably, I don't know, thereabouts. So have we missed out a genre this week? Yes, I think we have. Heavy as fudge. Astonishing record, Bad Guys from London, with Prostitutes, and in brackets, I'm Making Love in My Garden, from an LP called Bad Gynecology, which is very good as well. And I saw them live, right, and it's very tongue-in-cheek, and they're great. So I don't know if they're still going or not, but a fine record, and one of me favies, to be perfectly honest. So I don't care what you think, shut up. I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but this really is the best radio prog out there. That was Spoonbenders from Portland, Oregon. We often go back to Portland, Oregon, because they produce good music. Oh, it was a fox with a limp over the road. That was No Exit from an LP called Jura Mater. So it's getting a bit dusky out there, so I'll feed the fox and play you this track, which I hope you like.
Nothing but bad love. nothing but bad luck. Bad luck.
Finish the prog with J.D. McPherson and Lucky Benny. Rather good, I reckon. So I hope you enjoyed it and lots of fun. Listen to all these sounds. And Desmond Twizzle is in here. He was a Radio 1 DJ in the 80s. And nobody likes to talk to him because he did something bad. Right, poor, yeah, it's a bit sad. So we can go there. Anyway, see you next week, barring incident. Love you all, you're great.